The sermon today is from Pastor Peter on the first Sunday after Christmas, December 31st. Grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In the Gospel reading, St. Luke told us that it has been revealed to Simeon by the Holy Ghost that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Then, taking the infant Jesus up in his arms, he said, "My eyes have seen your salvation." What is it that you seek? What are you looking for? Behind all your goals and dreams, behind your projects, plans, and wish lists, behind your academic pursuits, financial ventures, and physical activities, what are you looking for? In the daily work that you do, in the hobbies that you enjoy, in the trips that you make, in the relationships that you have, what are you looking for? With the movies that you watch, the games that you play, the music that you listen to the books that you read, what are you looking for? And when you come to church for services, or perhaps find other things to do instead, what are you looking for? Whatever you might call it, or however you would describe it, what you long for is peace, but not simply the peace this world gives. The world offers peace that is temporary. You seek peace that is eternal. The world provides peace on the outside. You would desire peace on the inside. But what does such peace look like? Negatively, peace means having your hurts and your fears taken away. It means removal of your shame and your guilt. And it means freedom from your sinful thoughts and desires of your heart. Positively, peace is contentment and satisfaction, confidence in who you are and why you are here, and security in your relationship with God and with others. Since the world cannot give such peace, it requires your relationship with God and with others. Since the world cannot give such peace, it requires nothing short of an end to the old world of sin and death and the coming of something new. Whether you know it or not, that's what your restless heart seeks. Nothing else will do. It's the same thing that Simeon and Anna were looking for. For when we find them in the temple, in today's gospel reading, they looked for consolation of Israel and the redemption of Jerusalem. They sought peace. Peace that would set them free to live and to die a faithful servant's life. They were looking for peace in the temple, but what they saw was a child, a baby born only 40 days old. This child, they saw this child brought here by his parents, according to the Jewish law, so that his mother could be purified after her childbirth. They saw him presented to the Lord in order that he, as the firstborn male, might be redeemed in remembrance of the Exodus. They saw the poor family sacrifice that day, a pair of turtle doves and two young pigeons. And that was it, just another Jewish family doing what was required of them. We certainly don't see this as anything that resembles the peace that we are looking for. But they did. The Word and the Spirit of God gave them eyes to see what he was doing there. As we heard of Simeon, the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit to the temple. And Anna, she didn't depart from the temple worshiping God with fasting and prayer night and day. Simeon could see because the Holy Spirit had revealed it to him. Anna could see because she heard and believed the words of the promise of God. Thus, where others saw only a baby, they saw God. And where others saw only the work of the law, they saw the work of the gospel, God in place of sinners. There in the temple, Simeon took the child Jesus, up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all people a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." And coming up at that very hour, Anna began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. Because they had seen the Lord's salvation in Christ, in the Christ child, their lives were forever changed. They knew peace on earth in the Prince of Peace, the babe, the Son of Mary. They were overcome by great emotion when they saw him. Yet this peace wasn't merely a passing feeling. It was an objective reality. No matter how they felt, no matter what had happened to them, no matter what they had thought or said or done, no matter what the world would still hold for them, he was their peace. For behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, Simeon tells Mary. And a word and a sword shall pierce through your own soul also, so that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. Simeon sees the opposition that would come from this child's teaching, the divide it would make between those who believe in him and those who don't. He sees the cross laid on him. He sees the blood and the sacrifice. He sees the mother's sorrow as she watches her son die. Peace doesn't come easily. It requires the death of a child. As he shares in man's burden of being condemned under the law, and so he was presented in the temple that he might bring peace to the earth by his suffering and death. Simeon and Anna would never see sin or death in the same way again, because they had seen it in Jesus, for they saw the sinful thoughts of their hearts revealed, but taken away, forgiven in the child and his cross. And they saw death defeated in the one who would himself die and rise again. And so too, you find what you are looking for, and you see the salvation of your God by the Spirit given to you in baptism, and by the word of God that you hear. The peace is revealed to you, and you know that this child to be the Lord's Christ. As Simeon took him up in his arms in holy communion, you receive his holy body and blood in your mouth according to his word. What the world doesn't see, because it has neither the Spirit nor the word, we do see. In faith, we know and believe what is hidden from our eyes, but revealed by God in his promise. What looks merely like words, water, bread, and wine is our Lord speaking and present with us. He is our peace. Our lives are hidden with him in God, so that nothing, no suffering, no sin, not even death itself, can take us away from him. As Christians, this is how you live and this is how you die. Like Simeon, set your hopes on this child, the Christ, and rejoice that you see him here, even as you look for him to come again. Like Anna, give thanks to God and speak of Jesus to all who long for peace, even when your body is old and you have known much sorrow. Be who you are in your baptism, one who is already dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus, and live toward others with what he gives you in the Lord's Supper. For the life of Christ is the forgiveness of sin. And now you are ready to depart in peace. Head home, prepared to spend your life in service to your neighbors, to live at peace with others, to forgive those who have sinned against you, for your life has already been redeemed in Jesus. And leave prepared to suffer and die with your Lord, knowing that those who die with him will also be raised with him to live forever. That's what Simeon was saying in his Nunc Dimittis, and what we confess whenever we sing it with him. Now, Lord, you dismiss your servant in peace, as you have promised, for mine eyes have seen your salvation. I am ready to die because I already live in Christ, and living in him, now I can die to myself. Depart in peace, the peace that passes all understanding. Guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Amen.